Blades Hockey with one of the goaltenders for Steele County. Elliot Wrigley comes out of Littleton, Colorado. And so, Elliot, this isn't your first year playing here in Owatonna. You were with the Blades last season?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun? What did you like about last season?
There was a great atmosphere in the team. We were all really close. I felt like we had a really good team last year.
Okay. Now, it was kind of weird, you know, sometimes playing in arenas without fans or limited fans, and I think maybe even home games in Wisconsin and odd stuff. Schedules kept changing with all the protocols that had to go through. Did that make the team, or how did that affect the team maybe in its closeness with one another?
I mean, at first, I feel like it was hard for us to get our feet under ourselves. But after that, you know, we all started meshing together. The bus rides really helped us get close together. We started to figure it out towards the middle of the season and got hot.
Okay. And you feel, I think, middle of the pack maybe finished for you guys in the standings, if I recall. I felt it was a pretty good season then overall?
With a lot of the teams in our division, middle of the pack was a pretty good finish, but I think this year will be a lot better.
Okay, and why do you think that? What have you seen so far through training camp and the beginning of the season?
Well, I feel like the guys this year are they're getting closer a lot faster. It's a really good atmosphere again this year, and I feel like we've got a lot of speed and talent, okay, and a lot of hard workers.
Okay. Yeah, quite a bit of holdovers then. Do you feel it's kind of a veteran team or a young team? How do you feel about that?
Well, we've got a lot of returners this year. Okay. I feel it's a good veteran team, but with a lot of rookie speed and confidence.
What did you do to get ready for the season? What is a summer like for a goalie getting ready for a junior hockey season?
Well, for me, it was a lot of skating with a goalie coach, a lot of one-on-one time with good junior shooters, and a lot of time in the gym working my core and speed, okay, just trying to get up to speed for the season and hopefully be better this year.
Do you do that back home or here in the area?
I do that back home in Colorado. I mean, didn't really have the chance to come out here as much as I wanted to be with some of the returners, but you know, I got a few weeks in here and there, so it was a lot of fun over the summer.
And as far as training camp and the very beginning of the season, is it feeling a little bit more normal for the moment?
It definitely is. Training camp was a little odd, just being out of town and being at the rink all the time.
Okay.
But being back here, it feels like a return to normal. It feels like I'm home, so it's nice.
At times, the Four Seasons Center can have a good crowd, a noisy crowd, and things like that. Did you get the chance to experience that at all last year just because of limitations?
There were a few games where I played at home where the crowd was really a big factor. It's okay. A lot of fun to play in front of the people here. They're great hockey fans.
And we're certainly looking forward to that this winter.
Definitely.
Maybe even some Meet the Player nights. I don't know if those things are in the workings or not. We'll wait and see on that. Talking to Elliot Wrigley for another minute here. What got you into being a goalie? What's some of your earliest memories of making that decision to commit to being the man between the pipes?
Well, I think the first time I ever played goalie, I was a mite, a U8. I was the last guy dressed, and they said, "Hey, we don't have a goalie. Would you like to strap on the pads for a game?" And as a little kid, I'm sure that sounded awesome, and that from there it just snowballed, and I couldn't picture myself doing anything else.
Okay. Was there somewhere along the way that, or where was it along the way maybe, that the junior hockey route became an option and a goal of yours?
I think through around my U15 season, I was playing AAA in Iowa, and we went to a few NAHL games and USHL games here and there. And I saw the speed and the strength those guys had, and I saw the crowds they drew, and it looked awesome. It looked like a great atmosphere to play in. And then last summer, I got a call about an opening here in Steele County, and it looked like an opportunity I had to jump on. I had heard great things about the organization and talent, so I just wanted to be a part of it.
Ever do any outdoor hockey in Littleton, Colorado?
Unfortunately, we don't have the weather for it in Littleton. It's a little too warm. We got into a few pond hockey games last year, just skating around, which was fun.
Okay, now to be part of Hockey Day Minnesota come the end of January there for the Blades to play the Mullets over at MSU Mankato. What's your thought about that?
It's extremely exciting. I've always wanted to play in an outdoor game like that. I've seen previous Hockey Day in Minnesota games, and it just looks incredible. It looks like a great tradition to be a part of.
All right. Well, Elliot Wrigley, goalie out of Littleton, Colorado, second year now with the Steele County Blades. Thanks for your time. Good luck on the season.
Thank you.